From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president says no to sending U.S. ground troops to the Middle East. Barack Obama spoke at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, and he defended the U.S. military's air campaign in Iraq and Syria to support regional fighters against the Islamic State group.
And so while we are very clear-eyed about the very, very difficult road still ahead, the United States, in partnership with our coalition, is going to remain relentless on all fronts, military, humanitarian, and diplomatic.
The American leader rejected calls from some of his U.S. political opponents that only Syrian Christians and not Muslims be allowed to enter the U.S. as refugees. At least 10 U.S. governors are balking at letting Syrian refugees settle in their states in the wake of the recent Paris attacks. French President François Hollande says his government will step up its offensive in Syria, where Friday's terrorist attack had been planned. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
Speaking at a rare joint session of Parliament, French President François Hollande called for tighter European border controls and new powers to expel people deemed a national security threat. He described a state of war against the Islamic State group, which has taken responsibility for attacks that killed at least 129 people Friday in Paris. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Authorities say they have identified a Belgian national of Moroccan descent as the mastermind behind the assault in Paris. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry landed in Paris Monday under heavy security to show solidarity with France. At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers and displaced persons camp. This is VOA News.